For 9-year-old Avalyn Loveland of Logan, George Floyd's murder sparked an idea for change, providing every child in Utah a Racism Ends With My Generation t-shirt, starting with fourth graders at her local school district.
When I think of what people are doing right now, I think they can do a lot better, and I think people should stand up for what's right.
While Avalyn's mom, Jessica, didn't let her children watch the video of Floyd's murder, she's been open with them about the event and other instances of police brutality for months. Avalyn's dad suggested she make a t-shirt to wear to a Black Lives Matter protest as a way to express her feelings, but she wanted to take the idea statewide, fundraising the project through Indiegogo. Avalyn says her mom told her,
"We can't fix all of the past generations. Why not just teach the coming ones?"
Kylie Jackson, who organized several of the Black Lives Matter protests in Logan, says having allies and ideas like this makes a difference for many people, including the parents of children who would receive the shirts, because racism starts in the home.
You're not born knowing skin colors, oh, you're Black, I can't be your friend. But it starts in the home with the parents, with the older siblings. Coming from somebody that's not of color, it just shows a lot more to the other people, like, oh, this little girl is not of color and she can do something like this. Why do I have so much hate for people of color and this little girl doesn't?
When she lived in Maryland, Jackson doesn't remember specific incidents of racism in her childhood. That changed when she and her family moved to Logan 10 years ago.
That's actually when I started getting the racism comments from different kids and even different parents, because I played on the basketball team, so I would hear racial comments all the time coming out of the crowd that, oh, you're only good because you're Black, you're only on the team because you're Black, and stuff like that.
According to Dr. Maricela Martinez-Cola, an assistant professor of sociology at Utah State University, many people of color experience racism even earlier in their lives. The Yale Baby Lab study revealed children as young as 3 months old can recognize the race of their caregivers, and another study showed by the time they are 1 year old, children can exhibit preferences to race as portrayed in toys and individuals.
There's another study that shows it's about 4 to 5 years old is where kids start showing sort of a racial prejudice, and that they begin to sort of say things, and it's either something they've heard or something they've surmised.
Logan City School District has not explicitly created programs to target racism in the past, but Superintendent Frank Schofield says the district is starting to address the need, such as having every administrator read Ibram X. Kendi's book, How to Be an Anti-Racist, over the summer.
We need to start acting. We need to start doing things. And we need to take the initiative to learn what we need to learn, take that responsibility on ourselves, and then we need to start doing and taking concrete action. And recognize that we're not maybe going to see huge changes overnight, but we have to start acting more and acting explicitly to fix the issues.
And one way to do this is to make sure to include input from minorities, Martinez-Cola says.
Whenever I create something, I always ask the question, who's missing from the table? What am I missing? What gap needs to be filled? And that helps me to kind of be a little bit more cognizant of people other than people in my own world.
In the end, it comes back to education.
You know, there are ways that sometimes we as white people attempt to provide support to ethnic minorities that come across as tone deaf. And that's something that we need to pay attention to and we need to think about before we take steps.
Another thing Martinez-Cola warns against is raising kids to be colorblind to race.
I'd like parents to consider raising their kids to be color brave, right? The idea of seeing the beauty of color, the history of that color, the richness of that color. I would rather someone see me in all of my complexity than someone who doesn't see what makes me really unique.
Martinez-Cola says it's okay to make mistakes in the process as long as it's followed by learning. And Jessica says for her family, it's all about balance.
I think it's important for Avalyn to share her voice and whatnot, but I also didn't want to take the space of someone else. We don't want to say something wrong or say that we know what we're doing, because we really don't know what we're doing. We're just trying to do something. Avalyn knows racism is wrong, and she's chosen to stand up for it.
Avalyn's fundraiser has raised $1,686 out of its $5,000 goal to produce the t-shirts, and the Lovelands hope to speak with educators and teachers on lesson plans to go along with their distribution if the school district agrees with the project. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.